And it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading at the Chicago Board of Trade and in Kansas City. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 7.79, down 5.75 on the open March, 7.87, down 8.25. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 7.54, down 8 on the open. March, 7.74, down 10.5. May, 7.52, down 12. July, 6.77, down 4.5. September, 6.86, down 6 on the open. December corn opened at 3.79.5, down 6.75 on the open. March, 3.95.5, down 8.5. May, 4.06.5, down 7.25. July, 4.14.5, down 8. September, 4.18.5, down 7.25. December of next year, 4.24, down 7.5. March of 2009, 4.30.5, down 7 on the open. November beans open at 10.28, down 15 on the open. January, 10.44, down 12. March, 10.58, down 12.5. May, 10.60, down 12.25. July, 10.56, down 18. November of next year, 9.75, down 14.5 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 278, down 380 on the open. January, 278.50, down 480. December soybean oil opened at 44, down 108 on the open. January, 44.70, down 81. At the Merck, December live cattle opened at 95.35, down 15 on the open. November feeders, 108.20, up 25. December lean hogs, 53.70, down 20. And February pork bellies opened at 88.75, and they were unchanged on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grain Field Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Boy, all the outside markets are in negative territory today, and I guess that's spilling over into the grain pits?
Yeah, just uneasiness when you look at the overall picture there, you know, the correlation of the grains following the energy markets and so forth has got everybody a little bit on the defensive. But, too, we've had a fairly good run in the grains, per se, and were some historically high levels, and it's due to back and fill. Some of these well-known technical analysts has been calling for a high here mid-November and up to Thanksgiving, and time-wise, we're getting fairly close to that, so rallies in here might start to be capped here as we go into that time window, but overall, the uneasiness of the world economic situation, domestic situation, even the local domestic situation has got the trade unease in here, creating a very volatile trading atmosphere, and it warrants probably sharp moves both up and down here for some time to come.
Is the U.S. dollar putting in a serious bottom at this point?
If you're a technical trader and if you're watching some particular trading programs, it says to be long the U.S. dollar right here at these levels, and it says it has bottomed out. On the flip side, it suggests that the currencies has made a major high and are going to trend lower. So, you know, if you're wanting to trade the marketplace and trying to pick tops and bottoms, it just suggests that the dollar will move higher from here on out.
Do speculators pull money out of the grains as the dollar moves higher?
Well, if you're just looking at raw fundamentals and strength and weakness of the dollar, whether it be long or short in the grains, that's going to be a tough one to figure because the trend of the dollar is going to be a longer-term move. I don't know necessarily they're going to pull money out of the grains in general. They're heavy grain traders, will continue to be heavy grain traders because of the volatility and the swings both up and down. That's what the American public's really interested in the commodities market, especially the grains, because you can make and lose money both going up and down versus the stock market. The average person trading the stock market is a buyer and sort of holds, and very few people take advantage of the short side of the stock market, whereas people becoming more educated, trying to capture ups and downs in the commodities, especially the grains, the place to be for that.
What do we make of the fact that in this run-up on crude oil, that natural gas prices didn't have a run-up equal to it?
Well, we're looking at heavy speculation in the crude alone. The products have failed to follow suit. It tells us there was huge margins being made, and that explains why you had record crude oil profits and record profits by oil companies in general. That margin's starting to narrow now, and crude got ahead of itself. Now here, if crude has topped, you'll probably see crude oil fall faster versus the products.
And I guess this week soybean goes off the board, yes?
November's go off the board. A lot of your old-time traders will be watching that real closely. November beans are a discount to where the Januaries are. There's carry in the marketplace. Oftentimes, what I mean by the old-timers watching the marketplace, where the Novembers go off, oftentimes the next contract will go to that level to fill the gap that's left or the void that's left there. So that'd be interesting to see what happens. Overall, November going off the board, there's been very, very light deliveries with the wide basis levels in the countryside. You would have thought there have been a lot more deliveries take place than what actually occurred there, Dave.
What will be your early indicators that grain markets begin to decouple from these outside influences?
I don't think they will very far from the outside influences at all. I think they'll continue to follow the outside markets closely. You've got investors with trillions and trillions of dollars wanting to invest in different derivatives across the world, and grain market is one of them. You know, as long as you have this outside money interested in the marketplace, it's going to continue to create huge volatility swings. And with the ability to make a lot of money and lose a lot of money, we don't feel this outside money is going to go away anytime soon. It's going to create tremendous opportunity for both the bull and the bear, and so one can have the opportunity to participate in that.
Define anytime soon, 3 months, 6 months, a year?
Well, nobody knows, and that's pure speculation. If you were to put a time window on it, you've probably got another 4 to 5 years of this extreme volatility. But unless there's some other place to put money, you know, that could happen overnight where they could all find something new to put their money in. But our best time window would be 4 to 5 years.
So how does that then play into the fundamentals of the grain markets, especially when we're doing this trying to buy or not buy acres pretty soon, I suppose?
Well, when you look at the large influence of money coming in the marketplace and so-called cowboys shooting from the hip, it's creating tremendous opportunity. It's going to run the grain market much higher than what it should go, creating selling opportunities. But on the flip side, they're going to run it much lower than it should be, creating buy opportunities on the downside. And the art of the whole cycle there is try to figure out when to sell and when to buy to capture those wide swings. If you go back to the 70s chart, and that's been well advertised, that's the type of atmosphere we're going to get into, sharply up, up, up for a year or two, and sharply down for a year or two, and back up sharply higher for a year or two. This is what most traders and producers have dreamed about, and it's actually come true.
I guess strap on your six guns, huh, Kurt?
And make sure you got silver bullets.
Thanks much, Kurt.
Take care.
Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Current tick, December wheat in Kansas City at 780, down 4.75. At the Board of Trade, December wheat at 765, up 3. December corn at 381.5, down 5.25. the December of next year at 426, down 5.5. NOV beans at 1030, down 13. NOV of next year at 982, down 7.5 points. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.